It's time right now here on Prophecy Today for us to take a look at the book. On Prophecy Today weekend, we had some very important reports from our broadcast partners dealing with the geopolitical activities unfolding in our world today. For example, we talked with Ken Timmerman in Washington, D.C. He gave us an update on the radical group ISIS who are taking over Iraq. David Dolan gave us our Middle East news update, the latest on the national emergency in Israel with the search for the three kidnapped teenagers, kidnapped by radical Islamists. And then we talked with David Wilder. He was in Hebron. That's where the kidnapping took place. And he said there is a threat for more kidnappings to happen throughout the areas of Judea and Samaria. Itamar Marcus heads up Palestinian Media Watch. He reported to us that the Palestinians and the media are celebrating the kidnapping and calling for other Israelis, especially teenagers, to be kidnapped. Dr. Rob Congdon gave us a European Union update. We talked about the European Union and the Middle East, this kidnapping in Israel. And then we focused on the Ukraine and what is happening in that very strategic part of the world as well. David James gave us a report on child preachers, a phenomenon among children. You need to hear that report. Very, very interesting. All of these reports can be heard at prophecytoday.com, PTRN, Prophecy Today Radio Network. That's radio when you want it, when it's convenient for you, when it's a good time to sit and take a moment and eavesdrop on the conversations that I had with my broadcast partners. And be sure to tell your friends that these conversations are available for them to listen to as well. It will be a very informative conversation that they can listen to and glean some information helping them to understand the end-time scenario and how current events are setting the stage for what God's Word, Bible prophecy, said will happen. But my focus today on a look at the book has to be radical Islam and the radical Islamist around the world, but in particular in the Middle East. It was a radical Islamist group who kidnapped the teenage boys, the three of them, there in Israel. It's a national emergency now, as the Israeli Defense Force and the security forces as well are on an all-out search for these three young men. Hamas threatens to respond to the intensity of this search for these teenage boys against what the Israelis are doing to try to find them. But all the evidence is that Hamas are the kidnappers, therefore they must pay the consequences. Meanwhile, in Iraq, we see that ISIS continues to advance. They've taken over Iraq's largest oil refinery, and ISIS is headed towards Baghdad. They would like to take the capital city, the largest city in Iraq. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Maliki cannot handle the situation. He's not capable of putting a force together to stop these Islamists from their goal of taking over Iraq. Ayatollah Ali Sustaini, who is the highest-ranking Muslim cleric in the Shiite area in Iraq, is calling for a new government. That may well mean that Maliki, the prime minister, will have to step down. Now, these two scenarios that we've talked about, the kidnapping in Israel and the attack by ISIS in Iraq trying to take over the country and set up an Islamic Republic, which would be a radical state, seemingly are setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. May I remind you that the word Islam is not in the Bible. And by the way, Islam is not translated peace. Instead, it's translated submission, which is exactly the goals of ISIS and all the radical Islamists in our world today. But all the end-time players are Islamist, as you look at it. Palestinians, the radical Islamists, are the ones who kidnapped the three young teenage boys. It was foretold in Malachi chapter 1, Ezekiel 35, and the little book of Obadiah that this type of thing would happen. The Palestinians would come at the Jewish people and endeavor to try to kill them. In fact, that's exactly what it says in Ezekiel chapter 35. The Palestinians, or the descendants of Esau, will kill the Jewish people. And then in verse 10 of chapter 35 of Ezekiel, it says they will take their land. And that's exactly what is going on. Al-Qaeda, Muslim Brotherhood, the Salafis, Islamic Jihad, and ISIS are all Islamic radical groups who want a caliphate in the Middle East. That is a dominion, a kingdom that will be set up in the Middle East, and it will be headquartered in the city of Jerusalem. ISIS, in the actions that they're taking there in Syria and Iraq, are actually setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Remember, Iraq is biblical Babylon of Revelation chapter 18, and the Antichrist will rule and reign the entire world from Babylon, modern-day Iraq, in the last 3.5 years of the tribulation period. Islamic radicals are fighting each other today. There's no way it seems like they can form a coalition, but there will be a strong man who will come on the scene, and he will be able to bring all these different factions together for the end-time scenario that's found in Bible prophecy. As you continue to listen to us report on this broadcast, talking with our broadcast partners, getting the latest information coming out of the Middle East as to what the radical Islamists are doing, you're going to be able to understand better what Bible prophecy was talking about when the ancient Jewish prophets, some 2,000 years ago, actually pre-wrote history. They laid down the end-time scenario, and we're watching it from the sidelines unfold. All of these reports can be heard at prophecytoday.com, PTRN, Prophecy Today Radio Network, and be sure to tell your friends that these conversations are available for them to listen to as well. It will be a very informative conversation that they can listen to and glean some information helping them to understand the end-time scenario and how current events are setting the stage for what God's Word, Bible prophecy, said will happen. My dear friend, this broadcast is evidence with everything we've talked about, with all of our broadcast partners reporting what is happening in our world. We have to come to the conclusion the scenario found in Bible prophecy is about to be fulfilled. But may I tell you what happens before all of this happens? All of these prophecies are fulfilled. Jesus shouts, the archangel shouts, the trump of God sounds, and those of us who know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior will be caught up from this world into the heavenlies. That is referred to as the rapture, and that's the next event on God's calendar of activities. Let me say this as well. There's nothing that has to happen before the rapture of the church takes place. In fact, it could happen today. So let's keep looking up until...